So I probably travelled to 10 to 12 countries all up. I won't name them all, but France was a big one for me because they are rated number one oyster industry in the world. So that was a no-brainer to go there and spend about 6 weeks all up in France. The surprise for me was Ireland. I went and spent 4 weeks in Ireland, and their oyster industry is booming for what we see now, yeah.
And what are they doing differently to what you're seeing in Australia?
The French have mainly brought up most of their farms over in Ireland. So I think it's 9% of Irish oyster farms are owned by the French. And for that, it's terms of just growing bulk amounts of oysters. And then what they do is send them over to France, put the oysters in French water, and then finish them, and then turn them into a French oyster. So that's the trickery on what they're doing over there. One of the surprising things was, I guess, was in India, where I didn't know if I was going to pick up anything from India, but the way they look at things, there's just no waste, you know. So we're in an industry where we have oyster shells. That's a byproduct. It's a waste for us. What we do at the moment is just tip it on the road and run over it as road base. But when you analyse the shell and what's inside the shell, there's chances there for fertiliser, you know. So we do. There's a chance now where we can start using our waste and turn it into another brand or another avenue to sell a bit of oyster shell.
What are some of the other things that you took out from the different approaches in the supply chain? You looked at, you know, not only the way that they're farming the oysters, but also the other end, you know, how are they selling the oysters?
Yeah, definitely. So I guess the biggest change is the way they package their oysters. In Australia, you know, we put our oysters in a 40-litre Hessian bag and send them to processors, where the rest of the world will pack in 50 dozen branded timber boxes, and they make the oyster presentation is amazing, you know, and that's something I think our industry can really learn from. If you present your oysters really well, it definitely adds value to what you do, and it shows you respect your product as well. So that's one lesson I think we could all learn.
You also were looking at some of the different expectations that, you know, the high-end restaurants have about how oysters should be served and how oyster farmers would like people to think about them in terms of shucking them themselves. Is that something that you think the industry could move forward on?
Yeah, it is. When it comes down to it, in France, for instance, it's against the law to sell oysters the same way as what we do in Australia. And that's what it's about. If you shuck your own oysters, you're actually serving the oysters within the natural juice, which is the true flavour of what an oyster actually is. And what it does, it creates an experience. You know, if you shuck an oyster in front of somebody, you're creating that environment that changes things to a good experience. And if you have a good experience, you'll always remember it and you'll always come back for seconds. So that's one thing I think we could start selling, that good experience, a lot more.
The other night on SBS, there was a cooking show and the oysters arrived and the chef was in a busy kitchen and he was saying, oh, please tell me that they're shucked. I hope they're shucked. I haven't got time for this. And they open it up and luckily they're shucked. Do you think it's partly changing the attitude of what chefs want?
Yeah, it's a changing culture. You know, the chefs are the main guys that we do need to change that culture within, because oysters are about serving in the natural juice and having the true flavour of an oyster. When you go to a restaurant and you're paying upwards of $40, $50 a dozen, you expect the best, you expect that good experience, and you expect somebody to be shucking that oyster in the kitchen, so you're getting value for money. So that's what it's about for me. For that chef who probably did that, it's definitely the wrong attitude to be taking, I think.